right, y'all, welcome to another episode of the Unapologetically Black Gaming Podcast, the only podcast that's starting a petition to bring back this Living Single. I messed it up. It was so smooth. It's okay. We're going to keep it going. Living Single, bring that shit back. Y'all are some fucking cowards for not bringing it back. It was the original Friends.
All I'm saying is all this nostalgia, where's the Living Single reunion?
Exactly. It's right there.
I would
there.
Like to see it.
You know, it could have starred Zoe Kravitz. She's fumbled a bag, but Zendaya, she's right there.
Zendaya is right there.
Yeah.
She busy, though.
Super busy. I'm your host, the one and only hood rat with the heart of gold himself, Cortez Washington, and I am joined by a special guest. This person is a content creator, also known as, according to herself, a makeup abuser. please show some love for Sapphire Ghost 914.
Thank you. Hello. Yeah.
Hello. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Doing good. Had a nice weekend. Chilling.
That's smooth. That's what's up. Yeah. All right. Let's get the ball rolling on this. First question I always ask my guests is, what is your first game in memory? So like when is the first time you played a game and experienced a game? And you was like, oh shit, I'm going to keep doing this. Like, this is going to be like a lifetime hobby for me.
This is hilarious. So when I was little, we had the gaming system. I was the youngest of seven, so there was a lot of kids. So whenever like my siblings went out to do stuff was when I got to game, and nobody was paying attention, and I picked up the first Resident Evil. And before that, I would like play a game and not know what the hell was going on. And you know, like there's a moment where it like switches on and you actually like recognize what's happening, and it was Resident Evil at like 9 o'clock and it's dark out and I'm by myself and I'm like figuring out this game, terrified. Like it was like my flight of flight kicked in. You're like, you gotta figure this out right now.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's
that
one of
the first time
that's
actually consciously understood like how games work, and it was because I was terrified.
Oh wow. Yeah. That's so funny. Like, that's a very like mature first game in memory of a game, because everybody else has said like, oh, Super Mario, oh, this, oh, Donkey Kong. No, you said Resident Evil. I was in the trenches by myself. Lights is off. I was just in the house.
And like, don't get me wrong, like the first game that I ever beat on my own was like Mario 64. And the first one, the one that like really got me being like, oh, this is how this actually works, that's cool, was horror game.
It was in fixed camera angles. I feel like those fixed camera angles was really like really tapped into like your fear, because you're like, shit, I can't just run away, and then you're like stuck and you gotta shoot, and you're like, one bullet isn't doing it. How many times I gotta shoot?
They give you no bullets the whole time.
Oh man. Yeah. So just want to tap into, like, now that we got your beginning story of like the first game you've like experienced where you had to like implement that like idea of like, okay, I'm controlling this person. When did you decide to take control of yourself and go into a career path of being a content creator? That was a terrible segue, but I tried it. It's okay.
I mean, it sounded cool. I liked it. Yeah. I liked it. I was riding with it.
I'm critiquing myself. That was really bad, but it's all right.
Well, like a lot of people, it was COVID. You know, I started watching Twitch in like 2016, 2017, which is kind of late for a lot of people who are into Twitch. But I started watching it. It was my partner, and he was like watching these like Super Mario Brothers streamers. And I was like, you know, this is cool. And then I started looking for people myself. And I think the first person that I found and followed for my own was like Story Mode Bay. And I was like, this is like Black Twitter and like video gaming at the same time. This is amazing. And every time I would watch a stream, I'd be like, that would be so cool to do. My partner would be like, maybe you should do it. But it was like back when I had a job, a full-time job, and then we just didn't have the money to like put into everything. And then, you know, for the 511th time during COVID, my partner has, you know, a full-time job. I'm not working because it's like dangerous because it's still early COVID. And I said, man, that would be really cool to do. And he was like, literally, why not? Like, all of the ducks are in the row. And I was like, you know what? I don't have any more excuses. You're right. Let's fucking do this.
Oh, Nice. Yeah, it sounded kind of like it was just like the plate was right there and like the table was set. You gotta go for it, you know?
Yeah. I had those Trump bucks and I was like, what am I gonna do with this? And I was like, buy some equipment. Here we go.
And get it going. Yeah. And I love that, like, your first initial, like, that's what a lot of people were missing out on, was like in like those spaces. I know for me too, it was like when I turned to Twitch or just watching content in general, it was like I was missing that black space, like in another way too. And I love that you like tapped into Story Mode Bay to see that and get that, and that's dope. And then you was like, I'm gonna make my own community, you know? So how's it been like with cultivating your own community and navigating this space, and what are some obstacles you had to overcome to get to that point?
Well, it's interesting because I don't play like, you know, big shooters. I don't play the Fortnites. I don't play, you know, Dead by Daylight. I don't play the games that are automatic draws. I did do Animal Crossing, but it wasn't like something I wanted to stream. Mm. I personally love narrative gaming, so I could play just about any style of game as long as there's a story for me to be hooked on.
Yeah.
And I like things like Life is Strange and stuff like that, that like I originally thought, like, I can't stream that. Like, nobody's going to be interested in watching me do that. And like, I just like bit the bullet one day and I was like, I'm going to play through Life is Strange because this is what I want to do. And that's when I started to get like follows. That's when I started to build my community because I was interacting with it in a way more functional, fun, a more interesting way. Because that's what I wanted. And I think the key really is finding what you are good at, what you enjoy, and other people will enjoy it too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm glad you did that too, because it does seem like you can get like some people, like with some people, they've been like, oh, I was playing this for a while, and they like were like, I've been playing Apex for a while, everybody liked my reactions, they said just record it, you know? Right. That community, you can work on the skills yourself through time and effort and energy because you got it. And then you were like, I don't really like those, like playing like those games. I really want a story driven. But then it's like that voice in the back of your head, you know, telling you, nobody likes, nobody want to see you watch play that shit, you know? And it's just like,
there's no action in this. I'm walking around and clicking on stuff. Like, who wants to watch that? But it's like, there's drama there. And I get to like, be like, what would you do in this? You know what I mean? There's like more drama in that than like, I don't know. And now I actually think about it. If I were to like stream like a shooter or something, I'm not going to be able to talk to anybody. I really am impressed with streamers who are engaged with their community somehow playing stuff like Apex. I do not understand. It's too much.
Yeah. And like, that's the beauty of like, and then there are games like, you know, if you wanted to tap in like Mass Effect, where it has like those like it's like that choice. It's like, okay, what should we do? What should we do, chat? Should we just say no? Should we slap him in the face? You know, like, and you have those options to do with that.
Literally, Mass Effect is like my favorite game of all time. And when Legendary came out, I was like, I don't care if nobody's here. I'm fucking streaming this. And like, that was another big boost for me because it's so much fun to make the choices, to figure everything out, to make sure you have the right team for the end. Like, I love Mass Effect.
And it has that
interaction.
Yeah, yeah. And it has that old school feeling of like sitting at the lunch table talking about what you was playing back in school. You know, like you're like, oh, I was playing this and I did this, this, and this. I was like, really? Because I did it this way. And you're like, oh, shit, I'm going to try that next time I play it, you know? So that's really dope. What are some of your favorite story-driven games? Yeah, just to jump into it.
Well, this is gonna like go across the board as far as like genre, but like of course Mass Effect is like one of my favorites of all time. It is definitely story-driven. And also it has that now action aspect. You get to, you know, have the shooter in it too, so it's like double exciting. I love the Uncharted series. I feel like there's not a lot of people who talk about it as a favorite, but it is one of my favorites. It was like, you get to be in the action movie, which is why I thought the movie coming out was stupid. It's like, the whole point of the game, whatever, y'all got it. Yeah. But yeah, I love Uncharted. I love the idea of being able to be the action character. Detroit Become Human, like, wrecked me. Like several times over, but it is just so good. And like the playability on that one is incredible because there's so many different endings and so many different combinations. I love that. Life is Strange, as I said before, another one that'll wreck you, but it's just really good. And recently I finished playing the Danganronpa series, which like that was interesting because I did not know anything about it. My community suggested that I played it, and it has this like really intense, excited niche community that comes along with it that I did not know about, and it was like super hype. Then it's like dramatic, like high key twists, turns, and that one was really fun to play and really interesting. Honestly, I tried to play it off stream and it's like less fun, you know? The interaction makes it that much more fun for me. But yeah, those are my favorites that I think of first.
Nice. Now for the listeners, could you like, because I know I've heard of Danganronpa, and I know that like it's like you can't really say too much because it spoils it somewhat. Like, can you just explain it a little bit to them just in case they want to check it out or something?
Of course. So Danganronpa is a series of games. It's a kill game. So these students have been accepted to this elite school. And then once they get there, it turns out that like they have to murder each other. They have to murder each other until there's like one left to be the victor and be able to survive. And there's like a whole lot of mysteries about what happened to the school, because the school is like famous for being elite. So like something happened to where now they have this kill game going on. And so on top of like trying to survive and not get killed by your fellow students, you're also trying to unlock the mystery of where this game comes from and who the game leader Monokuma actually is. There's always like somebody who is like a double agent who is like on the inside pretending to be like one of the students but actually working for the kill game. It's really interesting. It's really fun, bloody but cool.
Yeah, that's dope. That sounds like I don't want to say Squid Game because that's not really it, but like
it's
more like
it's like Battle Royale, but like mixed with like any like anime with high schoolers in it. the mixture of the two.
Yeah, kind of like a mystery too. It's like that mystery of like you have to solve this while this is going on, like the stakes. Like I really love like mystery movies or like noir movies, but that's definitely not a noir type game.
No. It is not.
So what are some games you playing right now? I know a lot of people play a lot of games on stream, but what are some you playing off stream too that you got going on?
Right now I'm having the problem of like getting addicted to the games that I'm streaming. So I've been playing a lot of Hades and Spiritfarer. Both of them I'm streaming right now, but both of them I am playing off stream. And like, I have like gotten so much farther in the game than I have on stream, which like, I don't know, because it kind of takes the fun out of it just a little bit, but only a little bit. And you know, your girl's addicted to them. What am I supposed to do? So I have like a separate save ready to go.
Hades is a good game. I haven't beat it yet. I know you have to beat it like a bunch of times, but it's one of those games.
I beat it off stream, not on stream yet, and I forgot how much hours of work it took me to beat it, and I'm like, why am I doing so bad? Oh wait, this takes forever.
How does that, like, when it comes to like playing a game again to like beat it again, how does that feel for you? Because like, I know right now for me personally, I'm replaying Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order on like New Game Plus, whatever. I don't know what the fuck they call it, but New Game Plus basically.
Right.
How does that feel for you to like come back to that game, even though it is like kind of procedurally generated, but like it still has the same feel, you know, the enemies and stuff like that. Like, how do you approach that and not get too cocky?
That's difficult actually, because especially in the case of Hades, it's like, oh yeah, I beat this like 12 times already, all the weapons, I'm ready, I'm gonna stream this, it's gonna be great. And then I got on there and I'm like, why am I doing so badly? And I was like, oh, this is only my 11th run, so the game will remind you real fast that like it's not gonna work the same. I also have, like, as far as the story points, I have a memory like a fish, so if it's been long enough, I'll be like, oh yeah, that happened, excellent. Love it.
Yeah, I know that with a lot of games where you have to replay them to like get more of the story or understand it more, you do like at some point, unless you write it down, I feel like at some point you do forget stuff. So like I'll be playing something and you'd be like, oh no, what? And they'd be like, yeah, of course, yeah, oh yeah, of course that happened, they've been told me they're a bad person, you know, like,
right.
And it's that funny style of the game.
Oh right, I forgot, I saw
yeah
that.
Oh, I forgot he was gonna shoot me, I should have shot him a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I streamed Horizon Zero Dawn a while ago. I played the crap out of that game. Like I had like several saves on it, and like it was my first time streaming it, and like it was like I'd never played the damn thing with the story beats. I was like, oh my god, I forgot that happened. That's why.
Yeah,
they're like, we see you have 100% and all the trophies on this game, how you forget?
Yeah. You platinum this game already, how you forget? I don't know, it just happened.
That was yesterday's me. Today's me does not know.
Yeah, there's a big difference. What are some of the games you're looking forward to that's coming out soon? Like, what is it? What is on the horizon for you?
I am so ready for God of War Ragnarok.
Okay.
That's actually was a really surprise hit for me in this house, because I was like, I look cute or whatever. I mean, but before that, I was kind of like over God of War.
And yeah.
Is different. Like this is actually what I wanted for the game series, so yeah. It's excellent. I'm really excited to see that come out. There's so much cool stuff coming out, it's almost overwhelming, because I know I'm broke, so I can't have it all.
Yeah,
so I'll leave it at that one. There was another horror one that was coming out too, but I forgot what it was, but I'll just keep that in the back of my mind so I don't feel bad when I can't afford it.
Oh, so speaking of horror, I'm glad you brought that up. I seen that you had beat Resident Evil 7, which I have stopped because I get terrified. Like,
oh, it's rough.
It's rough. Like, it's so rough. I beat the mom and the dad, mm-hmm. and then the dude, the son's like, come on down to the basement. I gotta play some games with you. Walking through the basement, and it's like quiet, mold everywhere. Open the door, grandma sitting there in the wheelchair. I uninstalled the game. I was like, fuck this shit. What the fuck she doing down
there? She was on the like
looking at me. And
like, what are you doing?
And I didn't know what to do. And I was like, this is not like, she is obviously a bad person. Like, who ends up in the basement with all this mold and shit? How do you get your wheelchair around? That makes no sense.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, how are you teleporting? Because this is not like disable friendly space.
No,
like, there's
it's
no
not.
Ramps nowhere. Like, how are you getting around?
It wasn't no ramps, no elevators, no nothing.
Not a thing. I remember that part too, and I was like, can we just kill her now?
Yeah. She's just sitting there like this easy target. But no, what are like, how is it playing a horror game for you versus like watch? Are you a big horror movie buff? Like, do you love horror movies?
I do enjoy horror movies. I love them a lot. But I'm not like a connoisseur, you know. It's a thing now to be like,
yeah,
a horror movie. Like, I can't tell you about the history of anything, but if the thing looks scary, I'm gonna watch it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, I feel you.
I really do enjoy horror movies, and I especially enjoy horror games. I think a horror game does something different. Like, I don't know, it just hit different when it's especially like really good. The puzzles like have an added like difficulty to it, because you're scared.
Yeah.
So your heart's racing because it's creepy, but yeah, also you have to figure out this puzzle. I don't know, I really love horror. I think it's really fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's I feel like certain games have like some horror-esque elements to it too, mm-hmm. that people don't talk about, like Dying Light. Like one of the horror elements is it, which is funny, is like, I didn't realize until like I was about to completely finish it, but I was like close to the end, but like you can pick the locks on the cars and like get the stuff out the trunks and stuff. So I was trying to do that, but then like they don't pause time, you're just doing it. So like a zombie will come up on you and you're like, shit. You gotta run around. Yes, kill it, because exactly. If you get to fighting, four of them gonna come around and get you, and you're like, damn.
Exactly.
And then like I was so scary, I didn't even do the nighttime stuff. I said, fuck the nighttime shit. I did like the two nighttime missions, and I was like, I'm good on this. And I was just like, I was just like, nah, I ain't doing all that, because they just, it's just like they get aggressive, they get
They'd be having you stressing. They'd be having you stressing.
Yeah, losing all your shit. Like, there's no reason for you to do that. You know, I'm already accidentally jumping off the roof because he didn't actually grab the cliff when I wanted to jump and shit. And then I'm like, fall 30 feet and shit. So just doing that.
And it's wild to me because I'll be fine watching a horror movie. Them shits don't bother me anymore. But like a game, it's different. Like, I feel invested. Like, my partner says, why did when you die in a game, you act like you actually died? Like, I get like into this. Yeah. I'm actually so the way that I could be scared by horror again is through games.
Yeah, yeah. I love horror games though, because it does enact like a different set of fear and a different set of like that adrenaline that comes out of you, because it is like you're controlling. And even if it is like, it could be like a side scrolling game that has terrible quality, but the fact that you're invested in it and moving, if something pop out on the screen, you're like, oh shit, oh damn, you know. And it's I love it. I wish I could get back into them, but I'm just scared.
You're like, I can't do it. I do suggest that you finish 7 though, because those 7 and 8 are so good. Like, I would suggest finishing it. They're some of my favorite games ever, not just horror games. They're really well done. But yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah, 7's one of my I was surprised at how good 7 was. And it makes me like think that a lot of the companies should just stop doing their franchise for a bit and just come back to it with like a fresh idea. Cause I feel like you put that time and extra energy. I would love to watch a documentary on how they developed Resident Evil 7, because I feel like there's so much, especially like, cause I lived in New Orleans for a bit and like traveled around Louisiana. So like that feeling of like big ass bugs, the swamp, like the bayou, the mold.
Like, some of this
all that
shit isn't even like scary. It's just it's just
legitimate. Yeah, like those big ass, like when I see those big bugs, I'm like, oh, that reminds me of those big ass cockroaches on the street, or like the mold. They like, yeah, it's moldy everywhere. You know, it's mold everywhere, and it's just like that like feeling, and then like that extra like experimental, like, you know, like holistic like terror that's going on there. Because in the bayou, like, it's so quiet and everybody's just so like, and some of those people have moved because of like the hurricanes and all this stuff. So like, of course it's gonna be a spooky ass fucking house and a fucking family that lives in the middle of nowhere that could do some
water
really,
damage to hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Do some horrible shit to some motherfucking stranger that comes over there and like
just because they ain't got I like the aspect with Resident Evil just kind of got like, here's a big bad corporation. It did like bring it down a little bit to be like, here's just a terrifying family.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that.
Here's a terrifying family. Here's a dad that busts through walls with a shovel. And it's like, where you going, boy? I ain't done with you yet. which as a black person, that's an extra layer of fear.
I was about to say, like, my flight or flight, like, oh my God, it clicked on. I heard that southern accent. I was out. There's a part where the cops show up and I'm like, oh Lord, I'm getting it from both ends. I can't.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, yeah. So what's a game you played recently that wasn't that great? You know, like you had expectations of playing it and it was gonna be good, but it didn't live up to your expectations. What's a game you played recently that did that for you?
I don't know, I've gotten pretty good at figuring out what I like. Like, I've bought enough games that I just did not fuck with enough that I don't have it happen too often. But like, sometimes I get like, I get like a little experimental. So my partner plays a lot of like Soulsborne games and stuff, and I don't do those. I don't like being frustrated. I'm just trying to have a good time. But I tried Neo. Y'all can even get past like the, and it's not that it's a bad game. I watch people play it because it's cool, but it's not for me. And for me, a lot of the times, it's not that the game is bad; it's that is not for me.
I got Neo for free on Epic Game Store, and I was playing it a little bit, And it is fun. It is fun. The first boss, though, fucked me up so many times. And it's just like...
That's what I got mad about. Because I was like, listen, we just started and I can't even, like... this clearly is not my game.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's like... And then they're like, yeah, you get to go back and go do this and do that. And I'm like, man, fuck that shit, dog. I'm just trying to play.
I gotta go back to where I got my ass beat and hope I don't get my ass beat again.
Because there's a different... They're like, there's a different tribe there that took over this village. And it's like, oh, man, I can't do this. But yeah, I feel you. It took me 6 years to come back and revisit Bloodborne because I had like played it and I lost to the first boss and I stopped playing it. And then during the pandemic, I came back to it because I played like a bunch of random games that had like a soul-esque combat, especially like Assassin's Creed Origins. It had like that combat. So I was like, okay, I'm ready for it now. It's just, you know, maintaining your composure and doing all this and all that. I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's not really. You still get your ass whooped. But like, it was that. But yeah, I feel you on that. Yeah, it's those games are pretty cool. I know everybody loving Elden Ring right now. So
yeah, and I thought I was going to be able, because it seemed like there was going to be a little bit more story element in it. And I will suffer all kinds of gameplay I don't like for a good story. Like, all the time. I'd be like, I cannot believe I got to play this part, but I got to know what happened next in the story. But there's like... Not it's a regular Soulsborne game. Like, I expected there to be more story. I'm glad I watched it on Twitch before I bought it. It's all I'll say.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, especially how games are now. Like, if you don't have, like, if you just have all digital shit, like if you just got the digital copy, you can't return that shit. Like, you can't
right,
just
it's
be
yours
like,
now.
It's yours now.
That's you now.
Sony and them be like, hey, it is what it is, baby. They got a toothpick in their mouth. Yeah, no returns, boss. Yeah.
Especially since, like, it's hard to, like, get games now in regular, because, like, with the whole COVID, it's still weird about getting things. So if you don't pre-order, you might not get it. So it's like, y'all just trying to get me shackled to a game that I can't return.
Yeah, and I know GameStop for a while, you couldn't return a new game. Like, you had to buy it pre-owned to return it. And, like, basically, when I worked there, people didn't know that policy of like, if you buy a pre-owned game, you can bring it back within 7 days and get your money back. But they didn't tell anybody because they make money off the pre-owned shit. So I was like, I used to always do that. I used to buy a game, return it to another GameStop, like, oh, this shit whack, man. And it wasn't whack. I already beat it. It was just that I just wanted my money
back.
You're
like, I beat it. Like, what else can I do here? You're like, gotta play it fast. We got 7 days. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. And it felt like
I was on chat the other day, and somebody told me you could take out games in the library, and just like wrecked my whole mind.
Yeah. They've been doing that for since like the early 2000s. I used to rent computer games for there. I used to love playing like the backyard baseballs and shit.
I missed 2 decades of this shit. I did not know. And of course, the way the library works, they don't have what you want. They'll go get it from another. And I'm like, I gotta save myself so much time and money just like getting it from the library first.
Yeah, it's one of those weird concepts where you forget about it and you would think like, oh, the library ain't got PS4, PS5, whatever games. And they still do. They're like, yeah, we got it. You pay for this shit. So why wouldn't we buy fucking the newest games? Like, I remember I used to go there. My mom used to get like, she used to get like season 3 and 4 of Lost, and I would get a PlayStation 2 game or something and just be chilling. Yeah. She used to rack up the late fees, though. She's so funny.
Oh my gosh. You could just like, I think at this point you could even call them and be like, hold up, just extend it for me. Like, can't you do that? Yo, it's a phone call away.
Yeah, they really got that old school community feel, whereas stores like GameStop and they'll be like, I don't remember you, bud. You'd be like, I just was in there an hour ago, bro. You don't remember me? Nope, like, not at all.
We had a whole conversation. What the fuck?
Look, you bring that game back, it's only going to be $9. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
That's all we could do for you.
Yeah. You just bought that Xbox? $9, bud. Sorry. I'm sorry. That's all I could do for you.
They got that $200 sticker ready to plop right on it. They give you
$9
for it.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, so we're getting close to the end of the episode. I typically ask people to do a Hot Topic rant, but since the world is on fucking fire right now,
Jesus,
I want to give people opportunity to put out some words of affirmation, some positive, you know, some positive words, you know, just bring lighten the mood a bit, even though this is like some real serious shit going on. And like,
yeah,
Yeah. So if you got some,
I'm not like the most affirmation positive person, but I'm going to attempt it because this is what I have to do for myself because I have anxiety. So like the idea of all this crap going on that I don't have control of is bugging me out.
Yeah.
All you can do is what you can do for yourself and your loved ones. Breathe, take it one day at a time, and do what's best for you and your loved ones in every step of the way. There's like so much crap going on right now that feels like we have no control over right now. And the best thing that you can do is take their time on this earth and make it as pleasant for the you and the people surrounding you. That's all you can do, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Thank you. That was good. I know you say you don't do it. That was good. You know, you just, that was great.
I guess I've got to be good at it because I'm really bad about doom scrolling and be like,
doom scrolling right before bed. You'd be like, oh shit, the world's all right, time to go to sleep. And then you're just dreaming.
I can't do nothing about that.
Yeah. Oh. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show. Where can the people find you on the social medias? All your platforms, as well as what can people expect when they tune into your Twitch stream?
Okay, well, on Twitch at CypherGhost914, you can expect a lot of story mode games, a lot of chatting. I have a what we call media rant, so I will rant about, you know, whatever movie, TV show, whatever is out right now. Mm-hmm. You can expect a good time and a lot of reactions to the stories. And on my TikTok, you can expect comic book suggestions, random musings about whatever is hot at the moment. I just did a video about Everything Everywhere All at Once. So TikTok, Sapphire Ghost 914. And I am on Twitter at Sapphire Ghost 9. And there I just kind of occasionally live tweet whatever random shit I'm watching.
Oh. Great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at UBG Pod and on Facebook at Unapologetically Black Gaming Podcast and on TikTok at UBGP. We just post random shit on there. And as always, thank you so much for joining me for this episode. Be happy, be healthy, drink some water, and keep gaming.